Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. So on my day off, I was just scrolling through the internet. And I came across a video.
I just got yelled at for asking a very reasonable question. So I'm applying to go somewhere and I just wanted to know, are there accommodations for people who struggle with time blindness and being on time?
I didn't know time blindness was a real thing. I didn't know. I know that people are inconsiderate. People are lazy. But I didn't know that we had different names for those things. But apparently, it's called time blindness.
And then the person I was with interrupted and acted like I was asking something else.
Now, the person that she was with looked at her and acted like she asked something else. So I think what she's trying to say is the person she was with looked at her like she was stupid. Why are you asking if you can be accommodated for you being inconsiderate of other people's time and being lazy?
And then when we were done, they actually started yelling at me and saying that accommodations for time blindness doesn't exist. And if you struggle with being on time, you'll never be able to get a job.
Man, that statement is 100% true. And I always come across a person that is late. No matter what work field you're in, you're always going to come across a person that struggles with being late. Some people just don't care. Some people are just inconsiderate. They suffer from time blindness when they're supposed to get to work on time. But sometimes they are not concerned if somebody else suffers from time blindness as well. My point is, you struggle to be on time, but you want to get off on time. That's not right. So that's why I say time blindness is not a real thing.
And then they're like, your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace. And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time, yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled.
She felt like she should be accommodated. She felt like everything should just be handed to her and the world revolves around her. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm here to tell you, the world doesn't care about you. It doesn't care about your made up sicknesses that you have. The world doesn't care if your car broke down. The world doesn't care if you lost your father, your mother, if you got evicted from your apartment or you lost your house. The world doesn't care. You have to pick yourself up because sometimes you don't have that strong foundation. You don't have anybody that can lift you up. So you have to do it by yourself. But just to be content with being lazy, being content and complacent with just being where you are and not wanting to better yourself. I mean, I really want you to listen to this last part one more time.
And then they're like, your stupid generation wants to destroy the workplace. And yeah, I think that a culture where workers are just cut off because they struggle with being on time, yeah, that culture needs to be dismantled.
Instead of saying, hey, you know what? Maybe they have a point. Maybe they have a point. Maybe my generation or I myself am a person that is inconsiderate and is trying to destroy things because I'm not personally holding myself accountable for being this way. But time blindness is not a real thing. But to all my young people out there high schoolers, people that just graduated high school, I'm here to tell you, the world doesn't revolve around you. The world is going to go on whether you're in it or not. So make the best of your time. Be considerate of other people. And don't make excuses for being lazy. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Mitchell Hour Reacts. And till next time, I'm out.